Sarah Ziff is a former model who founded the Model Alliance, an advocacy group for workers in the industry. She recalls how just 2 years ago, the brand Levi's was under fire for planning to promote diversity by using AI models.
It's important that companies actually celebrate diverse people, not just sort of showcase an avatar who is diverse.
For many brands, AI models are viewed as a cost-saving alternative to elaborate photo shoots. Industry insiders warn that would take away many traditional jobs, while proponents of AI argue that they're just creating different jobs.
We open a new opportunity for a different, completely different type of creatives to expose their work to the biggest fashion magazines, and that's a conversation we should be having.
To continue that conversation, I'm joined by Sinead Bovell, a former model turned tech entrepreneur who studies AI's impact on society. She's also the founder of Way, a tech education company. Sinead, thank you so much for being here. You predicted this moment that we are now in. Back in 2020, you wrote an op-ed about it in Vogue. Is this a moment, a turning point in the use of AI within the fashion industry?
Why I think it is a turning point is because I, and I think many people, kind of look to Vogue in some ways as like the Supreme Court of fashion. So by AI appearing in one of their magazines, one of the most sought after exclusive magazines, it's almost like it's the industry stamp of approval on the supplier side in a way that AI is here to stay and acceptable at the highest ranking order of fashion.